And what time is it?
8, 9, 10 p.m.
Oh boy, not even close, because everyone already knows that it is 1930 UTC, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. That starts right now. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And if you had to guess, what am I doing right now? If you guessed drinking tea, you are correct. Good tea. Oh yeah, good tea. I'm feeling it. Right. I need that because, man, I kind of had a bad night. Sort of, not really. I didn't have a bad night so much as I had an annoying night. You know, last night was Sunday. I did not get raided by the police. I did not get swatted like I have on other Sunday nights. But last night was bizarre. I was taking it easy, feeling pretty good, relaxing at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm about 2:30, I'm thinking, yeah, maybe I should try going to sleep pretty soon. I'm feeling kind of tired. And then suddenly I go into this weird coughing fit. And then this coughing fit turned into a gagging fit. And so that goes on for like 10 minutes. It was crazy, and I couldn't figure out what the hell was going on with me. And the only thing I could figure is I must have gotten a cat hair in my throat or something, because I just kept trying to cough up a hairball or something. I don't know what the hell was going on, but finally that abated. But, you know, that sort of woke me back up, and so then I'm sitting around going, okay, now I'm not tired again. Now I gotta sit around, and so I'm sitting there watching... I'm watching my new favorite thing, this weird channel on YouTube. I don't even know the name of it or anything. It's this Japanese grandma. She's 80 years old and she plays pachinko and sort of does commentary, but her comments are really just like, oh no, and like, yay. It's hilarious. So I'm watching that, and at about 3:15 a.m., I'm thinking, okay, I think I'll start getting ready for bed. Then I started hearing a weird buzzing sound. So it turns out there's another bug in my house, and yes, it's one of those shield bugs, and I can't find where he went. He's flying around by the light and going weird stuff. It's crazy. So finally, he lands on the light. I suck him up with my vacuum cleaner. Wham! And I can finally then go to sleep. Only to be awakened by the lawn guy who is picking up leaves from my lawn, which is great, but yeah, I hate being awakened by that crazy machine noise. So anyway, that was my night. Well, part of it. But more importantly, my God, we've waited almost too long. I think we need some numbers. Who wants numbers?
The numbers are 163, number 187, number 282, number 397, number 478, number 528, number 898. Thank you.
Oh, no, no, no. Thank you, numbers lady. Those were your numbers for today. And, great. Now what do we do? Oh, I see. Hi. I think I know what we're going to do, because somebody just arrived. Hi. Yeah. Hi. Who's a nice kitty? Pippa has arrived, and she wants to do kitty business, so we need to get the blankie ready. Yeah, okay, see, you were under the blankie. You need to be on the blankie now. This is the confusing part sometimes. Yes, come on. Don't worry, the lawnmower's not gonna get you.
Okay, yeah, there, okay. So now we got a kitty in a kitty pit. Did you just come here to gloat, or are you still scared because the stupid lawnmower guy woke us up again? Yeah, look at how squinty your face is. Maybe you didn't get enough sleep because the lawnmower was so loud. Yes, you're a baby. Yes, my cat is triumphant. And that's the bad news. It's not, you know, all that bad of news, but the bad news is my cat has clinched our fantasy F1 league for the, I don't know, what is it, fourth or fifth year in a row now? Sixth year in a row? What's up with that? Yes, I watched the race last night, and, oh man. I did not watch the race live. I ended up watching the replay. And, oh my God, what an interesting race that was, too. My guy was doing pretty good. Until, like, even though he started in fourth place, he was doing good up until, like, lap 52. And in the previous laps, like the 46th, 47th, 48th lap in there, he was running good, and due to pit stops and stuff, he was running in like first place, and then the pit stops cycled through, and then he was going to catch up to another guy, and he was battling some Ferraris or something. You know, what was that? I can't remember. Oh, yeah, he was fighting off one guy, and oh, he overheated his car. Oh, overheated his car on lap 52. My guy is out of the race, and he's the first guy out of the race, which means he finishes last, 20th place, which means I pick up 20 points. Yeah. And so Pippa's driver, the ham man, the ham delivery driver, he started third and was doing really well and was winning at one point in time, and then got passed, and everything was looking bad. And then they said, wait, we can pit you one more time. Yeah, in like the last six or seven laps, there was a safety car, and they pitted Ham, and they put new tires on him, and he came back out in fourth with like, what was it, like three laps left to race. He comes back out in fourth, and he manages to pass one guy, but he actually had to bump him. So he sort of spun one guy out, and that was bad because that guy would have gotten his first podium ever. But Lewis Hamilton finishes third to Max Verstappen, who started on pole, and Pierre Gasly, of all people, getting his first career podium. So, good job, Pierre Gasly. But I'm mad that Albon got wrecked out. You know, he got spun out by Hamilton. Hamilton comes in third. Albon, I don't remember, it was low. He did not restart well. But the good news is, the good news is after my guy got his car overheated, I was mad at the Ferrari guys because one of the Ferrari guys that I don't like wasn't being cool, and he was not being very sportsmanshipy, and I thought, yeah, you guys really need to die. And what happens? A couple laps later, the two Ferrari guys are now fighting each other. And what do I say to the Ferrari guys? I said, please wreck each other. Please crash each other out of the race. And less than one lap later, they touch. One of the Ferrari guys is trying to go around the other Ferrari guy. First Ferrari guy doesn't quite leave enough room. And what happens? The wheels just barely touch, but it's just enough to blow both of their tires. Yeah. So Ferrari number one goes careening off almost into a wall. Ferrari number two goes somewhere else. Don't remember exactly, but it doesn't matter since It was not across the finish line. Yes, ha 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 ha. Both Ferraris, DNF, did not finish. And best of all, they wrecked each other. I'm so happy. I'm a very anti-Ferrari guy. And it's not that I really have anything against Ferrari, so much as I have something against everybody in the world who thinks that they're the best. Oh, they're the best cars ever, really? Oh, they're the fastest cars ever, really? Oh, they're the racingest car, really? Oh, they're, really? You're wrong. You realize that, of course. And I blame all of it. I blame the Ferrari attitude in America on one single thing, and that is Magnum P.I. Yeah. If you're too young to know what Magnum P.I. is, I guess look it up. It's a detective show that started in about 1980, and the detective, he drove a Ferrari. And when I say detective show, I mean private detective. It's a terrible show. And everybody sure thought that Ferrari was cool. Oh, Ferrari, 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 Ferrari. And then the 80s started. And suddenly, you know, it's all Lambo. And thanks to Miami Vice, the only Lambo you ever see is the Countach. What happened to him? He choked to death trying to speak Lamborghini. Ferrari, Ferrari, Ferrari. No, and no. So yeah, my cat here is once again the champion of our Fantasy F1 Racing League, even though we still have a race left to go. It's next week. The Abu Dhabi race. You want to go to Abu Dhabi? You want to go to Kitty Abu Dhabi with me? I would go to Abu Dhabi. Yeah, it's hot, but at least it's dry. So anyway. Yeah, there's no way that I can win, because I've got 82 points and my cat has 47 points. And so even if my cat crashes in the last race and finishes last, that would only give her 67 points. And, you know, that's still plenty enough to win. Although, the one funny thing from yesterday's race is, even though my guy, Valtteri Bottas, the pride of Finland, well, other than the Hydraulic Press Channel, Hydraulic Press Channel on YouTube for the win. But other than my guy crashing out, he did get the fastest lap. Back on lap like 46, you know, like 6 or 7, right when he started overheating his car, about 6 or 7 laps before he, you know, blew it up, he actually turned in the fastest lap, and so he gets bonus point for that. So, yeah, not only did Ferraris crash each other out, they didn't get any points, and they didn't get any bonus points for fastest lap, ha ha ha. Yeah, it was funny, huh, Peppa? We liked that a lot. Yeah, we were cheering our heads off when those Ferraris crashed. That was hilarious. So Max Verstappen got his second win. Pierre Gasly got his first... podium. And if Hamilton wouldn't have wrecked Albon, it would have been a 1-2 Red Bull finish. Because it would have been Verstappen, Albon, Gasly. So it would have been, you know, Red Bull, and then Toro Rosso finish. Toro Rosso, of course, means Red Bull, and Toro Rosso is the sister team to the Red Bull team. Not only that, it would have been an all-Honda podium, an all-Honda-powered podium. Man, I bet Honda executives were happy yesterday because they still got two. It was still a top two Honda finish. Oh boy, when it comes to motors. What did you think about that, Pippa? That was kind of crazy, huh? Pippa doesn't care because she says, oh, Hamilton was on the podium. That's all that matters. And Tobe loses and kitties win. Kitties are superior at F1 racing. Yes, we know. That's what I've had to put up with for the last, 16 hours. My cat walking around here thinking that she's the champion of F1 fantasy. Yes, you are the winner. Yeah, I don't need to hear it. Yeah, so my cat is laying down here in the kitty pit with her head up against one of my ankles and her paws up against the other ankle, trying to shred my ankles up. La-di-da-di-da. And it just occurred to me, why aren't we watching... Oh, it's over. I was going to say, why aren't we watching Sky Sports News? And when I woke up, it was on, and I saw something that led me to believe that... But what am I trying to say here? Trying to think of words. Wait, drink tea. That'll help me think of words. Good tea. Oh, yeah, Big Bash. I was sort of led to believe that Big Bash League has started. That's good. Big Bash League is, of course, the Australian T20 Cricket League. And it's probably my favorite T20 Cricket League because it's absolutely crazy. Especially with all those people wearing Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets on their heads. This is a thing. We have discussed it before. And not only are they wearing chicken buckets on their heads, they're wearing special limited edition team colors. Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets on their heads. Mm-hmm. Australia for the win. Yeah. So I've been wondering, am I going to be able to see some of these games? am I going to be able to see them live on TV at night? Yeah, you want to play Fantasy Big Bash League? I'd probably kick your ass in Fantasy Big Bash. My cat doesn't care. Are you asleep or are you awake? Nobody can tell. My cat is moving, but the eyes are closed. Oh, what are you doing? You being a bumper? Yeah, you're a baby, huh? I'm going to beat you in fantasy. You want to play fantasy cricket with me? Fantasy Big Bash? That'll be great. Okay, so anyway. Is my cat purring? Yeah. Hey, what's this on your face? My cat's got goop. You have goop on your face again. Yeah, let me get that. You got some kind of gunk. Yeah, okay, there you go. For the win. Who's a kitty, kitty, kitty? So yeah, maybe I'm going to have to punish my cat in Fantasy Big Bash League. Except the question is, how's my cat going to select a team? If we go with standard type of, you know, fantasy kind of rules, how's my cat going to select a team? Am I going to have to do it for you? I don't know. Yeah, but no matter what happens, I get Chris Gayle. Yeah, having some sinus issues again today. Chris Gayle, that reminds me. Did he retire? Did I see? It seems to me like a couple of weeks ago, I saw something on Sky Sports News about Chris Gayle retiring, or maybe he was just retiring from Test cricket or a national team or something. I don't think he was like totally ending his career or anything. But yeah, since you got Hamilton, I get Chris Gayle. I also get A.B. de Villiers, although I think he retired too now that I think about it. Yeah. I don't know if Chris Gayle is playing in Big Bash League.
You know, somebody needs to look all this information up, and it would be me normally who would do this, but I can't do anything right now because I got a kitty. Are you trying to fall asleep? I think I got a cat trying to sleep in the kitty business pit. There's no... Okay, yeah, no, she's not sleeping. She's stretching. Oh, yeah, because there's no sleeping in the kitty business pit. This is where we do kitty business. You can sleep in other places. Now, let's listen to her purr. Well, I'm not making a lot of noise there, but that's some kitty sounds. The kitty sounds. Yes, that's so nice. Okay, so since we can't do anything other than sit here, let's wonder what I'm going to eat for lunch today. What am I going to eat for lunch today? I have quite the selection. I have quite the choice to make. Is it going to be egg rolls? Is it going to be ravioli? Or is it going to be... rice, some kind of rice, you know, like plov. I will make plov. And what do I feel like eating? I don't know. And the other thing is the other day I thought, you know, I could make some like rice soup. And then I thought, well, I've got chicken too. I could make some chicken and rice soup if I wanted. And I thought, why would I do this? Why would I do this? I don't like soup. Soup. It's just literally watered down food. Just eat the food and drink some water. You don't actually have to spend the 12 hours boiling things. Although, you know, you can if you want. But yeah, since it's nice and cold again because it's starting to be winter, although it's not too cold today, I was sort of thinking about soup. I don't really feel like eating any soup, but I don't know. I don't know. Basically, I wasn't thinking about soup so much as I was thinking about leftover rice. And I was thinking about all the fun things to do with leftover rice. Like porcupine meatballs, or stuffed peppers, or, you know, rice soup. Which is regular soup with rice in it, which is a weird thing that I have. I don't know where I picked that up, but... yeah, rice and soup. And we got chicken. We could have chicken and rice soup, dingins. Look at this baby. Yeah, look at your face. Where are you going? Are you going somewhere? Oh, no, you're just going to stand up and then sit down. Okay. Because if the kitty's going somewhere, that means I can move. And my hip won't hurt anymore. Yeah, are you? Yes! The cat has left the kitty business pit. Oh, my God. Thank God. No, that means I can just move like this. Okay, yeah. Geez, last night I had to do kitty business for so long. This was like shortly after midnight. I had to sit here in, you know, dealing with the cat position for like 40 minutes. And oh, my foot went numb. I couldn't walk for like 10 minutes after rolling over. And my hip was all weird. And okay, so I think I'm good. Yay. That means it's time to drink tea. Oh, it's yummy.
Oh, that's good tea.
Oh, I'm very into this right now. Oh, yeah. My God, it's fantastic. Oh, I cannot completely and fully express my satisfaction with this tea right now. Wow. Huh. What do I think about that? I think what we're going to have to do right now is squeeze in some music. If we're going to have a musical interlude, it basically has to happen now. So, what's it gonna be? Let's get something wacky going here today. Yeah, that's not what I wanted. Why can't the buttons do things that I want them to do, like start music instead of making weird noises? Is it too much? Of course it is. It's So let's listen to some more Ranjit Bawa.
ਕਿਸੇ ਤੋਂ ਨਾ ਡਰਦਾ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਗਲੀ ਚ ਗੇੜੇ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਜੱਟਾਂ ਦਾ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਕੁੜੀ ਨੂੰ ਇੰਪ੍ਰੈਸ ਕਰਦਾ
I'm really starting to love that guy. And a little ad for his album here at the end of the video. Boo. Anyway, Ranjit Bawa with the song Impress. Starting to love that guy. Love his voice, love his style, and I like how he's smiling all the time. He's very happy, very cheerful looking person that I want to hang out with, that I want to drink tea with, that I want to, you know, eat awesome food with. Huh. But anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, so you better be tuning in. As for me, I need to do something, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Strange how I went out driving.